All right, Christian Craig, man. Hey, hole shot, led some laps, last moto of the year. But yeah, I think it was the fifth career moto that you've led laps in this class. So not a good way to end it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that was my goal all year, was to lead laps, and it took me until the 24th moto to do it. But got to do it. Got to do. I think I led 11 minutes, they said, and then yeah. I mean, I felt comfortable up there, but I mean, second moto, end of the day, I was pretty shot. So.
You didn't give that to Dylan?
No, but I went.
Look like it.
I knew he was coming, and he went over the jump, and he pointed at me, and I'm like, I wanted to give him the middle finger. Because I think either way, if he passed me or not passed me, I still would have been fourth overall.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I saw.
That was for the overall for him.
Yeah, for him. Yeah. So he thought I still got a podium overall with that, and I'm like, yeah, whatever. So, no, it was a good day. 5-4, it's what I did last week, but fourth overall this time and best finish of the season. And, yeah, taking it in next year.
I was thinking in the first moto, you kind of lost the group, and you were way ahead of the next guy, right? Because there's five of you guys that are sort of the premier group. Is that pretty frustrating to have that happen?
It was, but I was like almost, I think it was, towards the end, Eli went off the track a couple times, and he was like making me to stay right with him, like on purpose. So like I would reel him in, and he'd go off the track, almost get him, and then he would pull away. So, I mean, I was close to fourth. It wasn't like I was in my own little zone this time like I was last week, but second moto, Anstey gave me fits the whole moto. Like wasn't until the last couple laps I finally broke him, and he was riding good, and I'm like, I can't let him come by. So held on to fourth and almost third with two laps to go, but it is what it is, and it was a fun season with the 450 team, and now we go back down to 250 and get ready for Supercross.
Yeah, exactly right. I guess you'll start that in the next couple of weeks, I would imagine, right, with you guys.
Yeah, two and a half weeks off, and then straight into Supercross testing. So I'm excited. Florida, Goat Farm, Supercross, we have two tracks there, and we'll see how it goes. We got the whole crew.
Hopefully you don't lose your West Coast skills, like, you know what I mean, being way back there, because you're really good on that stuff, so maybe you don't lose it. We're here much later in the year than we normally are, and it looked like concrete mix out there. Didn't look like a lot of fun.
No, I've never rode Hangtown like this.
Yeah.
Not even like when I raced the amateur national back in the day. It's never been this hard pack. Like, no ruts. Especially from practice one on, I'm like, okay, you know, this is how it's going to be all day. No matter how much water they put down. So, I mean, I enjoy this stuff, though.
Yeah.
Like, I ride good in it.
Avenue.
Yeah, it is. It's like hard pack ruts, those ruts that get choppy. Like, I get good. I'm smoothing them, and it's fun. I mean, I seem to do good on them.
There's a chance you ride 450s next year outdoors. Is there a chance of that?
Yeah, that's what I did.
Oh, is that okay, maybe I forgot
so
that.
I signed two separate contracts. Yeah. One was 250 Supercross, and then back here 450 outdoors with the other two guys. So that'll be exciting.
You're not in some people's power rankings, but hopefully, you know, this will do something.
Yeah, JT probably won't listen to this, but... Yeah. I want to give him a big middle finger to this.
Join the club, Mumphy. Join the club.
I like him because like I think the stuff he talks about is really good. But to me, not even being top 10 in his rankings, that pisses me off a little bit. So maybe he's doing it on purpose to like get me fired up, and I need to be on his fantasy team or something. Who knows? But yeah, you gave me you texted me before the first moto like 7-7. I'm like, I wanted to say, are you really like?
I was doing it more of a joke.
Yeah, but I don't want to be like say that and then go. Do something stupid.
I tweeted that you could go 5-5 today without breaks. So, before I let you go, Jericho, a.k.a. Derek, a.k.a. Derico, a.k.a. Big Perm, he's out. He's moving on. But, he's a good guy.
Yeah, it's like he moved to Tallahassee with me. Everything was good. He told me he was staying. And then 2 weeks ago, he was like, hey, got something to tell you. I'm leaving. I'm like... All right, so we're looking for mechanics. So anybody listening, I mean, I want someone that's seasoned and has been around.
That's me. I'm seasoned. I've been around.
So if anybody's looking to go chase a 250 title with me, hit me up.
I still have my Yamaha team shirt. It still fits, so I'm good there. I can dust off the fanny pack.
What does McCarthy think of you, though?
Not good. See, not good.
You got to get the okay from upstairs.
Right,
so,
right.
I mean, that might hold you up a little bit.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, man. Thanks for doing this. Appreciate it. Good job today.
Thanks.